Destined to Fly. Written by Indigo Bloom and read by Louise Crawford and Nicholas Bell. This book contains adult content.
Her heart stops beating for a long moment as their eyes connect with one another. She can sense this man's good nature along with her restlessness and lack of control.
My name is John. I brought you in here when you hit your head.
Not wanting to break any rules lest she be punished, she remains resolutely silent. He had been appraising this beauty, singing in the forest for well on an hour. Her long dark hair is braided in parts and looks as wild as the forest in others. Her lithe limbs and curvaceous bodies ooze sensuality, and he was immediately drawn to her, almost dangerously so. As he carried her inside, he had an opportunity to feel her soft warmth. After he carefully laid her on the bed, he stepped away, able to absorb her beauty as she rested. Who is this woman? He has been with many women. They maintain their steady gaze in silence. This man captivates Caitlin. It's as though he has the power to put her under a spell, not the other way round. She has never experienced such feelings, and her breath quickens as he takes a step closer, as if he is being magnetically drawn to her. She watches intently as he kneels beside the bed, his eyes reflecting her own soul as if they have met before. She senses she is privy to a secret and unexpected homecoming, as the beat of their hearts regulate their breath to each other's tempo. Their longing for each other is undeniable, and the atmosphere intensifies between them, their limbic systems in overdrive, trying to accommodate the raw sexual energy they are experiencing, but not understanding how or why this is happening. Just simply knowing their union is meant to be. Slowly, he reaches out to her, and silently, she allows him to touch. She knows not whether to expect pleasure or pain from this man before her.